Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. Even though there's just a matter of a couple of days until the election, it doesn't necessarily change anything because we know the outcome. So there's two sides to this very particular election, because this is going to be the first election the United States has ever participated in where they couldn't call the president, at least by the following day. We know that this is going to take a while, and that is by deliberate design. As I've been saying, it's not a coincidence that the COVID development and the biological weapon development of this COVID-19, as well as other biological weapons that China is working on, you know, they originated in the United States. If you do the history on this, the Chinese government was actually working in the United States with these types of diseases. And it was the National Health Institute that shut them down and said, you're not doing development. This is biological warfare. This is too dangerous to be doing. So what they did was they packed everything up and they took it to Wuhan. Why did they go there? Because that's like Times Square for America, where everybody wants to be for New Year's. And so the Chinese has a very elaborate celebration of celebrating the New Year's, the Chinese New Year. And so they knew that they had an opportunity to use the New Year's as a deployment of any type of disease. This is the list. This is a testament of how little China regards life, or I should say the Chinese Communist Party. The CCP has zero regard for life. Now, if you really want to understand just how evil and maniacal the Chinese Communist Party is, and oh, by the way, because I've been railing on the Chinese, I'm expecting to be, you know, blocked and or have a denial of service coming soon, because it seems like whenever I start doing these types of rants, they go, oh, you know, we're going to shut this guy down. At least they shut down our ports or what have you, because that's the only explanation. We can't get anybody to really give us a firm other than, you know, I have seen on my website and so forth where there's been those types of attempts. And so anyway, it's not a coincidence that this disease was deployed this year, the presidential year leading into this, to do everything they can to create a environment, a milieu that would help anticipate, not anticipate, actually, they would help lay out the ability to steal the election. Because the Democrats have been doing this, like we have been saying this for the past couple of days. They have been doing ballot box stuffing, voter fraud, bottom line, and election fraud. So they understand what's on the line here, because if Trump does another 4 years and he continues to do trade deals that do not benefit China and the rest of the globalist countries that are depending on America subsidizing their communism, which I've been telling you for years, this goes back to my first book. We have been, the American taxpayers has been subsidizing communism through paying all these different programs, taking on debt, and so forth. We have been used by the globalists for a long time. And so, and if you want to get into that, by all means, let me know. And I'll dive into that after the, you know, this melee and this mayhem possibly that may come from this coming election. So anyway, as I was saying, we're only a few days away, but that doesn't mean that the election will be over. But what it does mean is the finality of being able to sway the election one way or the other. You know, can we get more data? Can we get more, you know, on Biden to convince people not to vote for him? because I think that's the real anticipation on the right side. The left side is doing everything they can to actually intimidate. They've been steeping. They've been stepping up and increasing their level of violence to scare people from actually going out, voting, and so forth. And G. Edward Griffin talks about this, and we're going to get into those things. One of the things I did want to talk about, but I will just... We want to talk about the COVID vaccine really quick. And just so you know, in the United States, South Korea, Brazil, and there have been other countries that have been developing a vaccine for the COVID-19. People are dying. And so as they're still doing these tests, the question is, are we really going to be? Because remember, Trump said that we were going to have a vaccine by the election. And I think that was either ambitious or I think that was just trying to silence his critics. But as far as I'm concerned, they need to go through, well, actually, we need to completely revamp the vaccine programs and what these pharmaceutical companies are doing, because there is no doubt they are doing bad things. There's the potential of DNA editing. As a matter of fact, there was a Pentagon video that was leaked. If you haven't seen it, you should probably look for the leaked Pentagon video regarding vaccines. It's still up on YouTube because I just actually watched it the other day. The bottom line here, friends, is that we're coming to a point of closure of being able to impact this coming election to counter all of these coincidences that have laid the groundwork for the left to be able to steal this election. As I told you, and as I will tell you time and time again, that Trump will actually win the legitimate vote election. Are you going to send a message to the White House today, this weekend, all the way up to Tuesday, demanding that he deploy the FEC and the military to audit? You know, it's one thing to be there on election day, but post-election day, he needs to deploy, the FEC and military into each of these states that are doing all vote-in or all mail-in ballots and those types of draconian states that are trying to force people into a process that gives the Democrats the advantage. Or I should say, people that want to inject voter fraud and voter or election fraud. So you got to send them a message. You got to get up. You got to do this. Actually, don't get up. Just sit down on your computer, use your handheld device, and just send a quick note. Please audit this election. An audit will ferret through the entire state's processes and actually validate which ballots are good. You will actually come up with the empirical data of how many fraudulent ballots were actually thrown out into this election. So thrown out of the counting bin, but actually throwing out this whole concept that we are living in a time where our election process is completely fraud. As you know, this show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And you are listening to the only academic based show that gives you the academic evidence based solutions. We talk about the academic facts that are out there that are just mountains of empirical data that prove that what the left is doing, they've been doing this over and over again. Anybody that thinks, oh, this is a lot different. No, the only difference about it is that it's happening in America, really. Anyway, I could go on, and there's all these other ponderings and these other things that I've kind of said usually at the beginning of these shows, but let's just dive into the content. One of the things that, hey, if you want to actually send Trump another message, send him a message to literally hit China straight on in the face and knock him back on their heels. Ask Trump to start asking China, or actually not China, but Taiwan, Hong Kong, and all of these other states that China has been harassing, and ask them, why don't they have an open election? Ask the people to decide whether they would consider becoming a state in the United States. We have this door in our Constitution that allows any state to petition to become a state. As you probably heard, Mark Levin, and he was kind of yelling, I think it was on the Sean Hannity show, forgive me, I actually was in the car and I was listening to Fox News because I have Sirius. And so Mark Levin was ranting about the Democrats trying to create a Puerto Rican state as well as a District of Columbia state. We've gone through the facts here. Mark Levin doesn't either understand the Constitution or doesn't understand what the framers had literally created as the terms and definitions, which is why we read these things to you, that D.C. is not to be a subordinate to any state. It's supposed to have autonomy. That was the original design, and that's why Congress is to have exclusive legislation. This whole concept of creating a state would force an amendment to the Constitution, not in allowing them to be a state, but actually taking away Congress's exclusive legislation for the seat of government. In other words, Article 1, Section 8, Subsection 17 has to be stricken so that the Congress no longer has any, what we would say, exclusive legislative powers. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to get into some, you know, just review some things we just closed on, such as the Pope and what he was doing, and move into a lot more marketing. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me, AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in, and let's get on with the dialogue.
So for those who missed the closeout, because we kind of rushed through this, I said I was going to go through this again because we kind of covered this in 1 minute. And this is regarding Pope Francis's, some of the things he's doing and how it is being perceived as a radical shift away from true biblical doctrine. For what that's worth, let me just move forward, because it's really not about necessarily poking anybody in the eye here. But Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigiano criticizes Pope Francis for making these comments in a documentary film. Quote, homosexuals have a right to be a part of the family. They're children of God and have a right to a family. Nobody should be thrown out or be made miserable because of it. And what we have to create is a civil union law. That way they are legally covered. I stood up for that. And so he basically is saying that he stands up for them being able to practice their I'll just say their deviation in sexual relations. And bottom line, he's basically stating, well, we won't create a marriage for them, but they have a right for civil union. So in other words, he's trying to take a politically correct position instead of taking the biblical position. And so Archbishop Viziano said that the Pope is trying to create a division within the Catholic Church because homosexuality goes against church doctrine. Viziano says that the Pope is trying to bait the healthy part of the church, which includes bishops, clergy, and faithful, so they will accuse him of heresy and declare the healthy part of the church as schismatic. That would be the cue to declare the expulsion of Catholics who want to remain faithful to tradition. He called it a trap and said that the Pope is consolidating personal power within a church that is itself truly heretical due to its changing guidelines. He says that the Pope's ultra-progressive policies include opposing to the death penalty for murder. And so when you're heretical, that doesn't mean that it's an inherited type of thing. Heretical means that it is actually sacrilegious and or apostate or, you know, antithetical. There's the better word. Antithetical to the actual doctrines of Christianity. Anyway, let's move forward. China's ambassador to, and this is G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News. You really do need to sign up for this because he does cover some very interesting things that are not being reported. And he has that, he has his bias because in his editorializing, you can always see where, you know, he puts his, and that's great. I align with him a lot on all of these things, but more importantly, he's covering things that nobody's willing to cover in the mainstream. China's ambassador to Grenada, Dr. Zhao Yongchen, responded to claims by a U.S. national security advisor that China, the country, is committing genocide against the exploding Muslim Uyghur population. I probably got that wrong, but by suggesting that U.S. and European leaders could be pursuing a genocide policy against their own populations. He wrote, "In Europe and America, the birth rate of whites has fallen very seriously." And so this is kind of interesting how somebody from China, an ambassador from China, is actually taking these positions and using an honest approach and an honest view of what's really going on in America, how we are actually marginalizing and trying to create a situation to actually create whites in a minority. Because apparently, most of the whites don't necessarily buy into the communist concepts and all these racist ideologies that are being propagated out there as a part of the mainstream media here in America. So anyway, he goes on and says, "Is this the result of the genocide policy pursued by their leaders? So whites are projected to become a minority anywhere from 2030 to 2050 here in the United States. Look at Germany. Look at what's going on in Europe with the invasion of the Muslims that are, because they created an EU, because Bill Clinton went in there and forced these doctrines upon Bosnia and Herzegovina to actually create footstools for the radical Islam to actually come in here. So here's the two things to note, and this is what I'm really trying to point out, is first off, China is dealing with radical Islam themselves. And unlike the U.S. and Europe, Islam serves no advantage to control the population in China. So the Chinese Communist Party has full control already, so why do they need to inject and or even allow the Muslims to get a foothold there? You have to see that most governments and the world government is looking at Islam as a way to help destabilize the geopolitical normalcy or the status quo in most countries. It is creating a geopolitical hotbed. The second point thing I want to point out is progressives in control of the United States and the EU are positioning for genocide of Caucasians because, and that actually started when the communist revolution started rolling forth through Germany, or not through Germany, but through Europe. It was first effective in Germany. It was first effective by Otto von Bismarck by actually establishing a socialism or a socialist form of government in the 1800s. The first communist revolution was the French Revolution. And so, and most people, and I've said this here before, but I'm going to repeat it. If you look at the Bolshevik Revolution actually occurred in actual Russia in the 1860s. That's when it began, because that was when the Tsar at the time, whoever it was, emancipated slaves and serfs. So we're not talking about a few, and we're not talking of the numbers of the United States, which is somewhere estimated between, 3 to 9 million, somewhere in there. The real point is that in Russia, when they emancipated their slaves, they actually unleashed 22 million serfs and slaves that they were now free, and they had no way of feeding themselves. So they were forced to do like in France and create communal societies. And this was the petri dish for the communist ideologies from Karl Marx, because in 1860, the print on the Communist Manifesto was a brand new concept. And so these people started looking and breeding on this concept, and it started growing. It took 50 years to finally get to a point where Lenin could actually have enough useful idiots to overthrow the Tsar and the powers that be. So when you really start looking at history, don't look at it in a micro view. You have to look at all of the things that contributed to create the right environment for a communist revolution. This is why I've been pointing in America, we're 100 years behind Russia. In 1860, that's when they created the communal concept. And in America, we innovated that. And in the 1950s and 60s, that is when we started, throwing aside our culture and started looking in communal lifestyles, communal settings, and so forth, where hippies were creating communes and working collectively. Now, what they were doing was they were saying, we don't believe government is the solution. We believe that we can do this. Now that they did that, well, now we've got to apply this to everybody. So we want to take over the government to enforce our communal concepts on everybody. And all the people, this is why I really am very critical of all of these rock or pop artists and so forth that talk about freedom and so forth, when nowadays they're the champions for socialism and holding, basically enslaving America. Bruce Springsteen is one of the big champions of the progressive movement. I mean, he gets out politically. I'm not sure if you have any of his records, but I would never buy any. Not that I ever was, not that I favored his form or his voice or so forth. I did the raspy voice. Anyway, I'm going down a tangent. It just never appealed to me. But bottom line, friends, we have to start seeing things in the macro view and who the players are or who the puppets are in trying to convince us that this is right. This is the way we need to go. Yes. No. I mean, have we forgotten the whole roots of the counterculture revolution, that we don't want government to, control every facet of our lives? Oh, no, it's only about war. No, it's not. Because if you look at the Democratic Party and the progressives, they get us into more war because it's all about controlling the people for them. And it always has been. This is why they use the Ku Klux Klan. This is why they've had all of these policies over the past century and a half, going all the way back to Van Buren in establishing the Democratic Party. It was not, and unlike anybody that may be telling you what they believe is the truth, the Democratic Party did not break off or was not, it did not originate from Madison and Jefferson's Republican Party. Oh, well, remember, Jefferson used Democratic Republican to help as an adjective explain what type of Republican Party it was. But I'm telling you, the Democratic Party that was created by Van Buren was the antithesis of that Republican Party that Madison Jefferson created. We are going to go into a break. We'll be right back, folks, with a lot more G. Edward Griffin news and my editorializing. Thank you so much.
Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so I know that there is this, that this story is old news in the paradigm that the news changes every hour. But G. Edward Griffin kind of put the facts out here, and he actually connected some dots, which is kind of interesting because everybody kind of goes, well, what's going on with Steve Bannon? I mean, he was just arrested and so forth. And so what the heck's happening? Well, here's the story. G. Edward Griffin reported that this X-rated video and photos allegedly, and actually if you go and look at them, they've actually been released since then, showing Hunter Biden engaging in sex acts, not just sex acts, but violent sex acts and smoking crack cocaine, which were posted on a Chinese website, GTV, that is linked to Steve Bannon. According to the Washington Examiner, the GTV Media Group was founded in April 2020 by Bannon and Chinese billionaire Gu Wengyo. And I think I didn't get that right, but anyway, moving forward, Wengyo, also accused by the Chinese government of corruption in 2017 when he applied for asylum in the United States. Bannon was indicted for pocketing donations from We Build the Wall charity in August this year and was arrested aboard Wingo's $28 million superyacht. GTV Media Group is being investigated by the FBI and the Securities and Exchange Commission. The New York State Attorney General's office is also probing into this organization. But if you wanted to know how some of this information is coming out, here you go. So G. Edward Griffin goes on and says, in one video, the caption read, "We apologize if this photo has caused you any discomfort, but it is for the sake of justice that we, the new federal state of China, have made this picture public because the friends of the communists are our enemies. They take advantage of all those Western politicians, celebrities, and their families who are greedy for Chinese wealth and threaten them by getting hold of and recording their sex and drug videos, forcing them to sell out their countries and people and even their own national security in order to cooperate with the Chinese Communist Party's world domination." So you actually see this all playing out. And he's actually connecting the dots and how Bannon was actually involved. But why is it that the FBI, why is it that they're investigating this? Because the deep state has not been wiped out. Folks, if you believe, do not be surprised if Trump does nothing to secure his reelection. Then if he doesn't, because, and this is where I'm pointing on this. He has yet to go after anybody, to hold anybody accountable. He hasn't really done anything other than used rhetoric and hyperbole to, you know, claim, oh, we're going to drain the swamps. If you are one of those that, you know, just has been praising the Lord for Donald Trump, I think you may really want to reconsider, because I'm hoping and praying, and I believe that if everybody sent him a message, just like I and others have done, please audit this election. Defend us from this communist revolution. Anyway, so I'm hoping that you actually do something this weekend, and I'm hoping you actually get other people to send Donald Trump, the White House, go to contactthewhitehouse.gov. I mean, the link, I believe, is out on my website. Go there and start getting people. If you don't, I mean, reach out to me. Just go to whitehouse.gov and look for Contact Us. It's just like a little email form. You're limited to how many words you can put in there. But please send them a note. You must look into the auditing and fully audit this election. Anyway, back on to G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News. Documentarian Mickey Willis told Ben Swan that he had to go to India to obtain documentation that vaccine programs developed by Bill Gates, who has zero medical training, have killed and injured over 1 million people, as this information has been scrubbed off of the internet. So he had to actually go there to do this investigation to obtain these documents. The HPV vaccines, and if I remember correctly, this is what they started giving girls because of this supposed cancer, right? And then they started actually giving it to boys as well. The HPV vaccines in India left more than 500,000 women sterilized and 7 girls and women died. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, GAVA, and groups tied to this vaccine trial never paid damages as a result of this case, but the vaccine programs were banned in India. Incredibly, Gates-supported vaccines are making their way back into the country. And we've already reported, and G. Edward Griffin's already reported on the perniciousness and the wake of destruction of what Gates and his vaccines did in Africa. Here's a guy that's actually going around the world killing people. And so the question is this first-degree murder? Absolutely. If he knows that it's actually going to kill people and they're not disclosing this, as far as I'm concerned, he should be held for crimes against humanity. It's almost like he's waging his own war in depopulating the world. Willis said that Gates was involved in multiple oral polio vaccine campaigns across Africa that caused widespread paralysis in people who received the treatment. Most babies and small children have been affected by those outcomes. Henry Kissinger's Memorandum 200 indicates an agenda to reduce Africa's population growth to zero. So you understand what Bill and Melinda Gates are really trying to do is they're actually trying to kill people. And it's all about basing things on fear. Oh, well, we had a case of polio. You need to try this new polio vaccination. I mean, our old vaccinations actually eradicated polio in America. Anyway, J. Edward Griffin goes on and says, the motive may be to make it easier to control the continent's natural resources. The memorandum states, whether through government action, labor conflict, sabotage, or civil disturbance, the smooth flow of needed materials will be jeopardized, although population pressure is obviously not the only factor involved. These types of frustrations are much less likely under conditions of slow or zero population growth, or reversing the population growth, which is what they want. I am telling you, there are way too many people in the world for the elitists to worry about and contend with. They know that if they can downsize us, they can control us better, and they will have all of the control of the world, especially with the help of the United States and the deep state in supporting this whole globalist revolution of forcing everybody. This is why globalism, based on these men and based on the UN and based on these godless ideological parasites that are out there, their plan is not a plan of liberty, nor is it a plan of productivity and growth. Their plan is about control. That's why when I argue with people all the time about globalism, globalism is great under the U.S. Constitution, where every state has its autonomy and every citizen in that state has inalienable rights that are protecting their ability to do everything and protecting them from government and government oppression. How can people not see this? Anyway, moving on, G. Edward Griffin, last Saturday, about 50,000 people attended another anti-COVID policy protest, marched to Trafalgar Fair, calling for freedom and an end to tyranny. I have no idea where that is, but were violently dispersed by metropolitan now I'm going to say this all wrong because I'm all kind of tongue-tied. Metropolitan, there we go. I have to slow down a little bit. Metropolitan police, who used the excuse that the people were not socially distancing. Last month, riot police stormed the peaceful crowd, beating the protesters with batons and leaving many bloody. On the same day, a Black Lives Matter protest against police brutality in Nigeria, but police did not attempt to disperse the crowds. Now, this is what is going on around the world. We just reported this same type of behavior is happening in Chile. In other words, how far widespread is the civil unrest by the people regarding these lockdowns and what is happening? This is not just a U.S. ploy. What China is doing is a deployment of a global transition. Go back to the Rockefellers 2010 document that talks about the lockstep measures that they need to invoke in taking control. This is what it's all about, my friends. It's all about control. Now, moving on to Islam in France. A new poll conducted, this is G. Edward Griffin again, and actually we'll hold off on this and we'll bring this back up as we move into this promo. So when we come back, I'm going to go into Islam and what the heck's going on in France and give you some good editorializing as well. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
All right, so getting back to France and Islam. A new poll conducted after the beheading of a teacher in Paris has found that 79%, let's just round up, okay, 80% of French people, or France, the indigenous people to France, not those who've been brought there by the globalist migration of Islam. And there's a word for that that eludes me, Hafid or something like that. Starts with an H. Anyway, these French people believe, or the majority, 80% of all French people, French citizens that are born citizens or let's just say descendants of France over the past couple of years, not just migrated there. The murder prompted, let me finish that. 80% of the French people believe Islam has, quote, declared war on their country. This murder that killed this artist, or actually this teacher, I think it's Patty, the murder prompted numerous mass protest marches across the country in defense of free speech and against the Islamic takeover of France. Disorder in France's migrant-dominated suburbs has become so chronic that some are calling for the military to be sent in. Over 250 French people have been killed as a result of Islamist attacks since 2015. I mean, in 5 years, that is a high rate of people that are being killed by the religion of peace. To be clear, Islam has declared, and this is me talking, this is my editorializing, Islam has declared war on all world religions and all sovereign nations, that they all must be converted or destroyed if they do not convert to Islam. I mean, this is not a radical position. This is actually their doctrine. And I've been telling people, if you don't think that Islam, why do I want to see Israel? Because I'm not looking at it. So I look at the word Islam. If you understand what they're doing and what they've been doing and what Muhammad did, as I just said in a previous episode, Persia was Zoroastrian. Why are they Islamic now, or why are they Mohammedans? It's the same thing with Bangladesh and all of those countries that build your way into India. Why is it that those small little state countries, which were a part of the Indian Empire, why is it that they become Islamic? Oh, it's because the religion of peace went in there and waged war against those people and forced them into believing, converted them by the sword, and then subjugated them over the, you know, the course of, you know, the past century or so, several centuries actually. And that's how they've been able to dominate and control these different countries. Now, if you look at the communist plan, this is why the communists look at Islam as a great destabilizer. That's why they've been promoting Islam to basically migrate into Western societies to finish the fall of Western society so that the new global government can take over. This is why the Pope is supporting a lot of these things. He's basically making concessions with Islam in trying to unify. Now, do not be surprised that these things actually will transpire, because it is in the scriptures that talks about a world religion and a world ideology and this globalist movement. Anyway, let's just move on, because there's still more to cover regarding France and Islam. J. Edward Griffin also noted and reported in Nice, France, a 21-year-old boat immigrant from Tunisia, armed with a knife and carrying a copy of the Quran, attacked worshippers in Notre Dame Basilica and killed three people, prompting the government to raise its security alert to the maximum level hours before a nationwide coronavirus lockdown. He was reported to be carrying a Red Cross identity document. School teacher Samuel Paddy, who was beheaded just 2 weeks ago for allegedly showing his class cartoons of Mohammed. The accused murderer was seriously wounded by police and is hospitalized. A 60-year-old woman suffered a deep throat slitting like a decapitation. A 55-year-old man who worked at the cathedral also suffered deep throat fatal throat cuts or deep fatal throat cuts. The third victim, a 44-year-old woman, managed to flee the church alive but died at a nearby restaurant. Over 40,000 Muslim men in Bangladesh protested against French President Macron and burned him in effigy for his arrest of radical Islamists and in response to projected large images of the offending Charlie Hebdo cartoons onto a government building in the Occitane, or whatever region. This and recent events honoring Paddy have outraged Islamic regimes, in including those of Turkey, Pakistan, and Iran. The former prime minister of Malaysia said that Muslims have the right to be angry and kill millions of French people. There are as many as 8 million people of Muslim heritage in France today, which has a population of 67 million. So they're well above 10% and growing, if you understand what I'm saying. So I want you to understand, folks, this is very serious business, and how we are being destabilized by all these different things, by the communist radicals that are organizing to overthrow us, as well as these other non-compliant, non-integrating Islamists or Mohammedans that are moving into Western society. We are being pushed and pressured by multiple forces. And so, and they're going to be adding economic, because they're going to want to start changing our currency because they're going to inflate it. And they're going to tell us, oh, well, the only way we can kind of control currency, because it's all about the counterfeiting, and it's all of these other problems. We need to go cashless, and we need to go to a single currency. I mean, China has already been haranguing the economic markets, as well as Russia's been doing this for quite a while, in saying we need to move off the dollar. We need to move off the – then when we move off the – well, we're not going to go to the Chinese yuan. We're all okay with this national currency. And that, or this international currency, a single currency. Now, here's an interesting one. The Project Veritas captured videos showing how a small handful of people can manipulate elections. Raquel Rodriguez, a ballot chaser and consultant for the GOP House candidate Maura Garza, admitted, now they got this on tape, admitted that she is changing people's votes to help Democrats. Rodriguez even admitted on camera that she could go to jail for the illegal activity. She says she influences voters with small gifts like diabetic socks, shawls, rosaries, and buckets of beer. My friends, if you don't understand how voter fraud and how Trump needs to audit this election, continue to listen to this very particular and important story. The ballot chasers target ethnic communities, the elderly, the homosexual population, former prisoners, and religious people. Rodriguez said that Joan Ramon, a Democrat operative, calls her to chase ballots. And you need to understand, this is going on. They're actually changing your votes. Rodriguez disclosed that Ramon once owned a cemetery, and she cast votes under the names of dead people. But she was sued and had to sell the cemetery. Oh, isn't that sad? They caught up with her. In the second video, Rodriguez discusses how much she charges for her services. She says she has multiple elected leaders, quote, in her pocket, close quote, including State Representative Liz Campos, Republican State Senator Pete Flores, the commissioner, and judges. She said that some of her clients are, quote, undercover, close quote, because they're Republican precinct chairs that cannot be known that they are secretly working to help Biden and the Democrats turn Texas blue. My friends, if you do not understand the ramifications of not getting a legitimate election moving forward in this year, if we do not get a legitimate election, we are going to have our liberty stolen, and you better start consecrating and taking all of your money, all of your resources, all of your time, and start fighting for Republic Review, because that is going to be the very last battle. Just getting Trump elected, who's not doing what he should be doing in ensuring he can protect the outcome of this election to ensure we have a valid, legitimate president. There is no doubt in my mind that the legitimacy of the presidency in this election will go to Donald Trump. However, the left is doing everything they can in committing voter fraud and crimes, as this was just reported. Then I am here to tell you, and as a matter of fact, this is exactly what Neil was telling me. So, bottom line, we are at a close. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you start really understanding. Help get this message out. You must help us move this forward. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and Republic Review process.
This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.